Today is the last daf from Masechet Megillah, daf Chaf Beis. So in honor of coming to the last daf, I'd like to say Lamdash Drush, in honor of the siyum of this Masechta. I want to really like to share with you three short ideas. The first idea is just a simple ha'ara from the Mishnah. The last sugya deals pretty much with Brera. Let me just read the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah we read for the end of the Masechta. The person says, Oisha Omar, if a person says, Pruta Bikis Zehegish, I have a purse, a collection of coins, I want one coin in this kiss, I want it to be Hegdish. And then he puts his hand into his pocket, takes out a coin, let's say there are 10 coins, puts it into the pocket, takes out one coin, and goes to the store and buys a loaf of bread. He uses it for his own personal benefit. But there are 9 more coins in the purse. And he said, I only want one of these 10 coins should be Hegdish. So what is the halacha? Osha Amar Pruta Bikis Zehegdish Kevan Shahitsi Es Hari Shaina. When he takes out the first coin, Moa. He's chayiv mili. Look carefully, Toisvis, there's 2 Toisvis, there's Toisvis over here, Toisvis on the next page. It's clear, this case not to be confused with the previous case. The previous case of the Mishnah is where a person starts off with a coin of Kodesh. Let me just take backtrack. You have a coin of Kodesh, and you put the coin of Kodesh into the purse, and now you have a taruvus. You have a mixture. 9 of chul and 1 of Kodesh, you put your hand in, you take out one coin, then everyone agrees you're only chayv and osham toloi. It is a suffix. The coin that you derive benefit, was it the coin which you threw into the purse, or was it a coin that was originally there that was chulin? It's a suffix. Anytime you have a suffix, you bring an asham tolui, you don't bring an asham vada. That's not the case that we're dealing with. Now we're dealing with the case where you start off with a purse of 10 coins, and you declare, I want one of the 10 coins to be Kodesh, and then you put your hand into the purse and you take a coin. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says a fascinating halacha. Moa. Person, the first coin automatically is Kodesh. And if he derives benefits, he has to make a carbon asham, pay its value plus an additional 5th. The Chacham disagree. They say, no, ad sheyotzi es kol hakis. No, you're not obligated until you spend all, you use all 10 coins. Because who says the first coin is Kodesh? The only time you are for sure derive benefit from Kodesh is after you have spent the 10th coin. That's the opinion of the Chacham.
Does he do Ashtali in this case?
According to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva the Chacham. According to the Chum, no. According to the Chum, nothing. According to the Chum, if you set us, one of the 10 coins should be Kodesh, and you take out a coin, nothing happens. The only time you chayva an Asham Vadai is only when you get to Brera, when you get to coin number 10, that's going to be the one that's going to be Kodesh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the first coin, you'll already chayva for Mila after you derive benefit from the first coin, according to Rabbi Akiva. So what you take out of this is something that is fascinating. It's something which is a hashkafa. Kodesh, Mi'ila deals with Kodesh. Kodesh is a mashal for sanctifying your life, for opportunities which are ordinary opportunities and making the most out of it. To take time to devote it to do Torah, mitzvahs, to make the most out of opportunities. According to Rabbi Akiva, if a person has a purse and I only want one coin, right now every single coin in the wallet is chulin and is potential. But it says it has not yet been decided which coin is Kodesh. At this point in time, everything is in a state of flux. And now, when you put your hand in and you select a coin, Limafreya. When you made your declaration that I want one coin to be Kodesh, it is chal upon the very first coin. Ad kidei kach, that if you derive benefit, you have to bring a carbon, an expensive carbon, an asham, which is worth at least 2 shkalim, and pay its value plus a chomesh. This is a hashkafa, that in life, if you have opportunities, to be Mekadesh, to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name by through Torah mitzvahs, the very first opportunity is the one that should be sanctified, that is sanctified. And by letting, being lazy and saying, I can do it later, tomorrow, I'll have other opportunities, that is connected everything that Rabbi Akiva, represents, I mean, we don't necessarily pass on Rabbi Akiva because we have the Chana disagree. Rabbi Akiva represents Torah Shabal Peh. You, when it comes, I just let me back to give you another example of this idea. We have a halacha, a person traveling in the midbar, and you only have one container of water, one flask, canteen of water, and there are two people. If you drink it, if one person drinks it, he'll survive. If you split it, you share it, they both die. So what is the halacha? The halacha is smachlokes. I forgot the name of the Tanoim. I forgot maybe Rabbi Akiva also. Chayech HaKoidmin. One, according to one Tana, your life comes first. We have to add one more detail. You own, you're traveling with your partner, but you own the canteen of water. So you are technically entitled to drink the canteen of water. But if you'll drink the canteen of water, your friend will die. On the other hand, if you share the canteen of water, you'll both die. So what should you do? So there's a disagreement. One opinion says, better you both die. It's not kedai, it's not proper to see, to survive at the expense of seeing your friend die. So you both die.
Who says your blood is redder than...
Who says your blood is redder than your friend's blood? My chosis, the damcha sami tvei mechavercha. Who says that your blood is redder than your friend? Therefore, better both die.
You become a rotseya.
No, definitely not. What? For yourself and for your friends?
You drink it.
Yes.
And
no, you don't become a rotseya.
Halacha
chayecha. I think halacha lemaisa we paskin. How we paskin chayecha chaydin. Other opinion says no. You drink it. Chayecha chaydin. You come first. We have tlarecha kameicha, but still. Chayecha, you come first, you drink the canteen of water and you drink and you survive. Now, I don't remember clearly, this came to mind right now, I'm just giving you an example. Halacha lemaisa, I believe, we paskin chayecha koidmin. You come first. You drink the water, technically, you drink the water and you survive. Chayecha, that's the halacha. However, I once heard a beautiful drush, that's only true when you're dealing with water, real water and a real desert, and it's hot, and we're dealing with dying. Let's say you're dealing in a situation of learning Torah. Hoy kol tzame l'chu l'mayim. You're with your friend, and you're both dying of thirst, the thirst of Torah. And you have these are your options. Either you can, let's say, take this money, you can go to yeshiva, or you can spend time and you'll learn and you'll become a very big Talmud Chacham. But if you'll take the money and use the money for yourself, you'll be a Talmud Chacham and your friend will be an Am Haaretz. The alternative is, no, share. Take turns. And that way, you'll be a half an Am Haaretz and your friend will only be a half an Am Haaretz. You'll be a half Talmud Chacham, you'll be a half Talmud Chacham. It's not going to be the same, but at least your friend... You'll never achieve shleimus in Torah, but at least you won't be grob amaratzim. There we paskin like the opinion that says share. So when you learn a piece of Gemara, every piece of Gemara can be taken literally and can be taken symbolically. It's a metaphor. Okay, I understand.
With a certain amount of life.
It's more than that. It's in Torah. It's I hear you say that.
Right. Torah,
right.
Its life or whatever it is.
So you have the same halacha, and you can apply the halacha literally, one halacha, but when you apply the halacha symbolically, metaphorically, it's a different halacha. Same so the same thing over here. We have here machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. We have here machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. What's the case? You have a purse. You have 10 coins, and you make a declaration, I want one of the 10 coins to be Kodesh. And then you put your hand in the purse and you take out a coin and you derive benefit. According to the Chachamim, you're potter. That's the majority opinion, you're potter. You're exempt. Why am I exempt? Because I said I want one of the 10 coins to be Kodesh. Who says it has to be the first coin? Why do you have to go and get me? Why do you, when your Torah is out to get me? You're out to get me? The first coin, right away I'm chayef and me'ilo? There are 10 coins. It'll be the second, the third, it'll be the 10th coin. That's how we pass, because that's the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, the first coin, we got you on the first coin. We got you. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. What I'm saying is, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva in a technical sense, in Halacha Lamais, in this specific case, but when you interpret the Gemara symbolically, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. When a person has in front of him 10 days, I can go to Kollel, I can do a mitzvah. I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah either today, tomorrow. I have 10 days to do that. Which day will I select to do the mitzvah? They're all the same. I can go next week and I can do my business this week. There's no rush. Here, we pass in like Rabbi Akiva. You have opportunities. If you take the first coin, the first day, and you waste it, and you use it for something mundane, when you anyway have to do the mitzvah, chayef. Because the first opportunity that presents itself is with the Torah demands you should make use of it and be mekadesh. That is the limud musa you can take out of the last daf of this mesachta. Can you match it up? It's a halacha, machlekes, two different opinions. Match it up with the maisa with the desert. There's halacha in one sense, but there's halacha in symbolic in a sense, and that's what we can derive from here. That's the first idea. The second idea I want to bring out is, I forgot the name of the one who's mechadish this halacha. It's really sad because it's such a good chiddush, but it appears in the back, the end of Daf al Hadaf. There's a beautiful sefer called Daf al Daf. He has only one volume left to go to be Mesayim Shas. And it's done by, I think, some Mendelbaum. There are three people that work on this publication. And he has a hadron. They don't always have hadronim for the end of the Masechtas. But for this Masechta, he has a beautiful shtickel Torah as a hadron for Masechta Bila. He discusses one of the major issues of this Masechta. We touched upon this briefly when we finished last week. Taisus here, this Taisus here that we referenced. Taisus is a very simple question. You have a wallet, and in the wallet there's one coin. Let's discuss the first case, the simple case, where you start off with a coin, and this coin is Kodesh. It is Kodesh, not what I just discussed now, where you have 10 coins and you makdish one of the 10 coins. No, let's backtrack. The first part of the Mishnah. Here is a coin. This coin is Kodesh. Less man the pollock. I have a wallet. 9 coins and a chulin. Take the coin, I throw it inside. I mix it up. I nap my hand and take out one coin, so you don't know. Is this the coin? You don't know. There's no simon. All the coins are identical. You don't know. Is it the coin that's Kodesh? Is it a coin that's Chol? So the Mishnah says, it's a Safik. Every type of Safik, classic halacha, you bring in Asham Toloi. Did you sin? Did you not sin? It's a Safik, you bring in Asham Toloi. Simple, fine. Tais the Kasha, why don't we say the coin is Bottle? Bottle Beruf, right? We discussed this. This shouldn't be simple halacha bittle. So then Taisus, maybe you can say it's a Davar Sheyesh Leimatirin. Since you can redeem the coin, anytime you have something, you have a Taruvis, and even though you have the rule of Bittel, but if there's a possibility for you to be Matir, the Isser, in some other method, then you don't say Bittel. So since here there's a possibility for me to be redeem the coin that's Kodesh by transferring its Kedusha onto a coin of Chulin, to Davar Sheyesh Lav, and here we're not going to say Bittel. Taisus says, I don't like that answer, because it's a true, but that's only midrabanan. Min hatorah, even if something is a dover sheyesh loy matirin, it's bottle. Midrabanan, they came along and said, if you can have another way out, then it's not. We're dealing here with a korban. We're dealing here with bringing chulin bazara. So here we're going to apply the rules on a biblical level. Biblical level, it's bottle, it's bottle. So the question is reinstated. Why don't we say it's bottle? V'chi Tamar, you'll tell me, Dovah sheyesh loy matirim hu, al yidei pidyon, afilu belef loy batel, holekul neimar. That's ridiculous. The davar sheyesh lamatirin derabanan hu. It's a din derabanan. Then comes something which is shocking. Everyone is busy with this. Everyone. You can't learn the Masech to Milah without coming in contact with one of the Mefarshim that mentions this. V'tzorech loymar. Deleka, this is the first day, it's not what we're looking at. Deleka elachat. Then he says, b'chad b'kis. Deleka bitl, he says a tremendous deichik, a chiddush. We're going in a case, there's only one other coin. I told you there are nine other coins. No, that's not the case. The case is there's only one coin. So it's one and one. It's one coin off Kodesh, one coin off Chulin. 50-50, you don't say Bittel. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. Ein achanami, if there were nine coins of Chulin, of course it's Bittel. That's not the case in the Mishnah. It's one and one. Alright, that's an answer. That's not the Mashmos. I was someone who was giving me a very hard time. How could you say that in the Mishnah? That's not what it says. That's what Tosfos says. Answer number one. Answer number two, which is what I want to focus on, Inami, Matbeya Choshev v'loy Bittel. Davar Choshev. You ever learn Yoredeya? If you have a piece of meat, a large piece of meat which is choshev, it's not bottle. A filo be'elef, a galuska yofa, a loaf of bread, something that is choshev gets mixed up with a large, with even though there's a rove against it, it's not bottle. So what does everyone ask? Virtually all of the Rishonim asked this question, all of the Mefarshim, Achronim, the Kesem Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, the same way Tosfos himself acknowledged that the answer of Davar Sheyesh Leimar Tirin is not a good answer because it's only Midrabanon. We have many, many Rayos. Not many, but there are Rayos that Davar Choshev is not Batel, only Midrabanon. Min HaToyra a davar choshev is bottle. So just like when it came to davar sheyesh lamatirin, we're dealing with a chulin bazara, it's bottle. When it comes to davar choshev, coin is choshev. Okay, it's choshev, but there are nine more coins that are also choshev, and minat Torah them avatel it. Midrabanan, it's not bottle. Here the question is, do you bring an Asham Toloi? It's Chulim Wazara. If it's really Batul Min HaTorah, it's Chulim. If it's Chulim, you have no right to bring a carbon Asham Toloi, which is not a carbon. So what's going on? How could Tosfos give this answer? Very, very difficult question. Everyone, they struggle with this question. So I saw a beautiful, beautiful answer. And it brings out a Hashkafa. It's a powerful answer. This question is not unique here. This question appears in another Tosfos, in a different way, in the Sechta, I think it's Bava Kamma. And there it discusses the law of Ma'aser Behema. How does one go about separating Ma'aser Behema? You take all the animals, you put them in the pen, you open the door, and it goes out one at a time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. And what happens when you get to number 10, you take a red marker, a red paint, a stick with red paint, and you swipe it on the animal. What happens when you're counting, you get to 1, 2, 3, let's see, I believe there are 1,000 animals in the pen. It's going to be a long day today to go through the separate Ma'aser Behema. Very successful season for a lot of animals. You've got to separate a lot of Ma'aser Behema. And then you go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then animal number 6 gets very excited. It wasn't selected, it was insulted. Anyway, you're going to be slaughtered, so might as well go as a carbon, right? So it's insulted, it wasn't selected, so what happens? It jumps back inside. So guess what? All 1,000 animals have a party. No one's going, everyone is saved. They're not going, no Ma'aser Behema. All 1,000 animals, why? Because since this one animal already is exempt, it has gone through the process, it's exempt from the Ma'aser Behema, it cannot be used towards the count of Ma'aser Behema, so it goes back inside, all of them, you don't know which one of them is going to be the Ma'aser Behema, they're all exempt. Here's the question, what do you mean it's exempt? Bottle! It's only one animal! You have there in the pen 1,000 more animals. Why don't we say the one animal is bottle? This is Tosfos' question. Where is this Tosfos? I'll tell you exactly, just for the record. It is in Bava Metzia Davav. Okay. Oh wait, no, that's another halacha. I'm not even sure. I'm all confused. I wrote down all my notes. Okay, I have my notes. I think it's bab mitzia. If I'm not mistaken, the bab mitzia avach. Okay, whatever. Tosis. Why don't we say it's bottle? Tosis doesn't give an answer. Leaves a kash. Doesn't give an answer. No answer. So why didn't Tosis give the answer? I mean, the Bali Taisis, by the way, Bali Taisis in Mi'ilah is not the Bali Taisis from L'chayr Nat, from Bava Mitzia. I'm sure you'll notice that the Rashi in Sech Mi'ilah is not Rashi, and the Taisis is not Taisis. It's a whole different ball game here. But whatever it is, it's so their Taisis does not give an answer, leaves the question as an answer. Along come some of the Mefarshim say the following answer, and this is really where it's said, and we're going to apply the exact same thing over here. When do we have a halacha of bittul? That dover that this bittul Torah is achrei rabim lahatos this bittul, and dover choshev min haTorah is bottle. Why is dover choshev min haTorah? Why is it bottle? A chaticha ruuy lehischabed, a big piece of meat, a choshev piece of meat gets mixed with another piece of meat, it's bottle. Why? Why matter is a bottle? The answer is, when something is choshev, why is it choshev? Did the Torah say it's choshev? No. The reason why things are choshev is because we consider it, we hold it to be choshev. For human beings, it's choshev. If the so the Rabbanan say, for human beings it's choshev, it's going to give you if a child has a toy, let's give him a mashal, and you take away the child's toy, the child's a doll, take away the doll, it's murder. You've committed murder. You've taken away this toy. It means everything to the child. This is the child's life. You take it away, you've tortured the child. Now to us, it's nonsense. What is the toy? It's nonsense. There's no value, no meaning. Yet to you, the adult, it has no meaning. In the world, it has no meaning. It doesn't serve any function in this world. It doesn't have any meaning to adults. But to the child, it means everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a piece of meat choshev? What is a piece of meat? Are you doing a mitzvah with it? No. Torah didn't tell you to do a mitzvah with it. Torah didn't tell you. If dinner, okay, Shabbos, you'll use a piece of meat for us. So the Shabbos, okay, that's a nice thing, but it's not something where the Torah at any place has given this choshev. Now, Kodesh Baruch looks at this piece of meat. He looks at us with a bunch of children. Ah, for you, the children, it's a toy. It's delicious. It's expensive. It means something. We're no different than a child, a two-year-old, clutching in our fists a doll. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at us when he sees that we are machshev, a piece of meat. When he sees that we're machshev, coins, a bar of silver. It's narishkeit from the perspective of the Torah. The Rabbanim say, listen, Torah lav ha-shamayimi. Okay, by the Rebbeinu Shloim and Shemayim, it's narishkeit, a piece of meat and money, but if it's choshev to us, it becomes choshev. And therefore, if it's choshev, the Torah will tell us, listen to the Rabbanan, it's not batal. But there are things that the Torah is machshev. When the Torah says, count animals, I want you to count 1, 2, 3. The fact that the Torah has authorized and has instructed that it should be counted, the Torah is giving chashivas to each one of these animals. In this case, it's choshev mitzana kadosh baruch. That type of dover choshev is never bottle. In other words, there are two types of dover choshev. There's a dover choshev mitzad odom, and there's a dover that's been given the chashivas from the perspective of the Torah. When we have a rule that a dover choshev is bottle min haTorah, that's only a dover choshev from man. Human beings are machshev meat. A machshev money. Money is choshev. Meat is choshev. There are things which are choshev. I once heard someone, I think it was Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the person's father was Nifter. He was a very famous person. He was well known in the government and so on and so forth. And the city wanted to dedicate a street in honor of this person. They named a street. That's what they wanted to do. He was a Talmud Chacham, and he was a... So he went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked him two questions. Number one, should I accept this? Should I let them do this? For two reasons. Number one, the street that they're dedicating is I don't know, in Tel Aviv, wherever it was, in a certain irreligious section, will be Chil Shabbos, nonstop. The street will be associated with Chil Shabbos. So I don't want my father's name to be affiliated with the Chil Shabbos that's going to take place in this street. Number two, you know, I'm a Haredi. I'm not into this. Is this really an Indian street? You know, is there? The Chaim says that as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned, that's not your problem.
Right.
That's not your business. Number two, if people are machshev having a street named after them, it's a davar choshev. Then do accept it. It's a covet for your father. What only thing that's choshev in the Torah is to learn mishnayis avad. That's the ik. You learn mishnayis neshama. But if people are machshev something, then it is choshev. That is the taich of chashivas. If it is choshev in society to have a street named after, have a street with your name on it, even though you're a Haredi, and by you just have your hand in the Gemara and you don't know from these things, it's choshev. If it's choshev, it's a covet for your father. If that's what they want to do, absolutely, you should accept it. Meat, coins, as far as the Torah is concerned, is a narishkeit. It's like a child with a toy. But human beings make it choshev, it becomes choshev. Menelo, the Rabbanan say it's not bottle, davar. But if the Torah says it's choshev, that's a different league. And therefore, since all 10 animals are part of a process of being counted, it's choshev, it's not bottle. Menelo, that's the same answer. You know why the matbeya is not choshev, it's not bottle? It's not an ordinary matbeya. It's a matbeya shel hegdish. Kodesh. If you're makish, when the person set aside the coin, it's kodesh. This coin is kodesh. If at this moment if I take this coin and I derive personal benefit, I'm chayiv a karbon osham. I'm chayiv a keren mechaymish. Committed terrible sin. The Torah has given this coin the utmost chashivas. Now this coin falls into a mixture of other coins. It's a davar choshev, matbeya kodesh is choshev, kineged all the coins of chulin. This type of davar choshev is not bottle. That's the yisod. Two different types of dvarim choshevim. One is bottle, it's not bottle midrabon, but it's midrabon. One is not bottle, filim midrabon. And the musahask is very obvious, is that things that the Torah machshev, don't play around with. If it's choshev, it's choshev. On a learning Torah, davening, doing mitzvahs, these are things the Torah is machshev, never bottle. Person shouldn't be mezalzel, make little of it, look the other way. It's choshev from a Torah's perspective. And even though things like this, that people are machshev, can become bottle in certain situations, yes or no, but not a davar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshev. Okay, one more vart, one more yisoid. Mila, third yisoid. In the Torah, we have something called begodim. Well, first of all, let me just begin with a number of questions. It's not going to be long, it's short. I want to just bring out a few questions about Mi'ilah. End of the Masechta Mi'ilah. The parasha of Mi'ilah begins Nefesh ki simul mal v'chota b'shkam. What is this expression, simul mal, a Mi'ilah, a transgression? We know we say in Da'arim there are five Hashemos. Hashem Gezelois, Hashem Shiv Harufa, Hashem Nozir, Hashem Mitzora, Hashem Tolui. Most Averos, the previous Masechta, and the Sechta Kresos dealt with Chayve Kresos. A person violates suddenly his Chayv Kores B'Shoigeg. What does he bring? Achatas. Most sins are called Achatas. All of a sudden we have five different types of sins. New name. A new name. Asham. Asham literally means guilt. A guilt offering. L'chayra, the word asham is a much more powerful word than the word chatas. Chatas means an inadvertent sin. Asham means guilty. You have committed a crime, first degree. You're guilty. Why are these collection of sins called asham and not chatas? So asham tali. The truth is asham tali. When you don't even know if you don't even know if you have sin, it's very obvious. That's worse. To be in a state of limbo, that we have to elaborate on that. That is different than a regular chatos. That certainly there's a certain psychology that if you don't even know, I'm not even sure. Did I not sin? To a certain degree, that's worse. All of the others are chayiv afilu b'mezit. So it's pashut why it's called an asher. All the chayiv kresos, you only bring a carbon when you sin by accident, inadvertent transgression. The ashamos, with the exception of milah, are all afilu b'mezit. So right away we understand why asham gezelos, asham shifu charufam, asham mitzoyra, asham nazir, afilu b'mezit. Right away, hands off. We understand why it's called Asham. Asham Talui also, this is psychology, you're not even sure, it's worse than this when you know for sure. But why is Mi'ilah called an Asham? The only chayiv to bring a carbon Asham for if you have pleasure from the Beis Hamikdash when it's an accident. Not when it's Bemezah, you just pay the Kerem Chaimish. You don't bring carbon. You bring the Chaimish also Bemezah, I'm not even sure, I forgot. You don't bring the Chaimish? No, you don't bring the Chaimish. But you have to pay the value, of course. But the only time you bring the carbon is only when it's done in the shaykh. So why is it called? Why is this mesech? It's a fascinating question. Why is this mesech the mi'ila? Why is it called an asham? Good kash. Also, we find the word mi'ila not only when it comes to deriving benefit from the Beis Hamikdash. Go to the next parasha. Asham. Asham gizelos. The same. The next pesukim over here. Vim nefesh ki sechata. The also achas mikomda shem hashalos yosema. The lo yada ve ashem. No, that's ashem tali here. Pasuk chaf. Nefesh chaf alef. Nefesh ki sechata. Umolo mal b'hashem. Nachamo. The same words. Umolo mal. What did he do? The kicheish b'miso. He swore falsely. The friend comes and says, "My friend Reuven, you know you have in your vault $1,000 that belongs to you. Please, can you give me back the money? I gave it to you for safekeeping. I'm now going. I need the money." And the friend says, "I know what you're talking about. You gave me $1,000 to put in my safe. You're a liar. I swear you never gave me $1,000." And he knows that he swore falsely. And how? What does the Torah call? The Torah calls that umolam mal b'hashem. The same nusach. The same. So what's going on? Number one, why is Mila called? Why Chayv Nashim? Why and why is the word used in other contexts? Okay, we have learned by a Sota and by Avodah Zarah. It's used elsewhere. How do we define Mila? Not going to be a total answer for that, but just scale. You find it used elsewhere. So I want to say a Chiddush. Not so a Chiddush, but it really comes from Rav Shamshon Mefol Hirsch, and he says an incredible Yisot. And if you take that Yisot a little bit further, can bring out a whole new look at the sin of Mi'ilah. Rav Shamshon Mefol Hirsch says that we know a person, there's a the word in Turkish called the beget, a garment. Where does the word beget come from? Begida. What does begida mean? It means to rebel, to sin, to betray. Adam Harishon Kaidem Achet had no yetzar, there was no clothing. Adam Harishon says in the Pasuk, they were arurim. They walked in Gan Eden arurim. There's no need for clothing. When did they have to put on clothing? After the eighth and the eighth of that, they were boygate. They rebelled against the Kaddish Baruch. Because they rebelled against the Kaddish Baruch, they were filled with shame, brought the eighth Sahara, and now they have to cover themselves. They have to cover their nakedness, because covering neck represents cover their failure. So it represents beged comes from the word begida, because a garment to a certain degree covers a person's shame. Lavush. So another one. What does lavush mean? It's short for lo bush. There is no embarrassment. Lo bush. Okay, there's a lot of Torah. There's a lot of Torah on this. Purim is all about clothing. Kohen Gadol, clothing. Fine. There's another word for clothing. This is all of Shamshon Mefol Hirsch. There's another word for clothing. A special garment that's worn by one person, the holiest person in Klal Yisrael, Kohen Gadol. What's his main garment? The me'il. The Mi'il, he doesn't just wear a beged, he wears special clothing. Purple, kleel techeles, pi, sakura, bells, pamoin, rimoin, vizov, bells in the bottom. Unique. This covers his entire, you ever see the picture books? Covers his entire body from top to bottom. This is his garment. And on top of that, he wears the ephod and the choshen, and he wears, it goes on top of it, that's it. But the main garment is the me'il. This is underneath. He wears, like the other kohanim, he wears the mechnasayim, the kasayness underneath. But the outer garment is the me'il. The Me'ilah represents Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. What is Me'ilah? The same way Begida is related to Beged, Me'ilah is related to Me'il. When a person, what is Me'ilah? Now in Hol Masech, deriving benefit from Kodesh. Not just some deriving benefit. Oh, I derive benefit from a piece of meat. No, it's deriving benefit from an object that's sacred. That's a sin. What is a garment that is sacred? The me'il. Deriving benefit, sinning, betraying Kodesh, a betrayal of Kodesh, is me'ilah. Beautiful idea. That's what the Sham Shafal Hirsch says. Same way, Begida is related to Beget, that's mundane items. Me'ilah relates to the me'il. Now, let's go further. What is the purpose of the Me'il? Many midrashim. One of the most basic midrashim. It's a very basic midrash. It's brought down very often. Is that each one of the begotten of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for a certain type of sin. What is the Me'il mechaper for? It's mechaper for the sin of Lashon Hara. So let me try to read here some of the words. Let me see the Rashbam. I just got Me'il. The Me'il is Mechaper, the Pamoinim, the Lo Yishma. Let me just see if I could find one. There were so many Midrashim, but right now I'm lost to find what I'm looking for. Let's see here in the Ramban even. Okay, you'll trust me on this. You'll look it up later on. I have no doubt it's all here. It'll just take me a few minutes to put everything together. But basically, every part of the Me'il is mechaper on a different aspect of the Koyach Adibur. There's a pamoin, zavrimon, pamoin, zavrimon, the hoyal, the v'nishma koyloi, when he walks, it makes noise, and the noise that it makes, the kapara for the noise that comes out of our mouth. And we have over here, the top of the Me'il has a safa, and the safa is related to sifosayim, to the lips. So the lips, the hoya fi roishai, the pi of the roish, all these references, it's like so obvious. The pi roishai, the opening of the roish of the ne'il corresponds to the pi of a person's roish. Bisocho, safa are the lips, yeh lefif, saviv around the mouth. Koiloi v'nishma, koiloi, everything about the ne'il focus on the sound that comes out of a person. That's what the ne'il. Now, there was a, if memory, there's a yesod in the Me'ibsachtim with which you cannot escape from. Everyone is busy with the yesod. We mentioned this from the Ramban in Baba Basra. The Ramban's yesod is that in order to be chayef in Me'ilah, in order to have pleasure from the Beis HaMikdash, the object has to have been sanctified by a human being. If an object falls into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, a bar of silver, and a bird drops the bar of silver, which weighs a million times more than the bird itself, and falls inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash becomes the owner, the king in chotzer, and I come along and I derive benefits, am I chayef in Me'ilah? Exempt. Why? It's Kodesh, 100%. But it wasn't sanctified by a person. It's just, you know, the stocks, return on investment, retirement fund. It just came in by itself. It wasn't, no one did anything to sanctify it. That is not, has to be sanctified. This is the reserve of the Ramban. Everyone is somehow informed, it always reappears all over the Masechta. Now, let's take all this together. Me'ilah, I mentioned, is found also the Kichesh, the very next time, the word Me'ilah is the Kichesh Bamiso. You have wronged your friend. What did you do? Your friend comes and says, you owe me money. I gave you something to watch. Give it back to me. I swear, I don't have anything. You deny. You use your koyach hadibur to betray your friend. And that's called Me'ilah. Me'ilah is only when a person sanctifies an object. I myself sanctify it, or someone else, anyone, sanctifies. How do you sanctify an object? With your koyach hadibur. With your words. This shall be sacred. And now I come along, or someone comes along and derives benefit, is chayiv me'ilah. And what is me'ilah? The me'il. Me'il is, everything is koyach hadibur. And me'il is also, it's a sin that's she'en kamo. It's a league by itself. It's not a chatos, it's a shoigeg. It's unique, it's a very unique sin. Nowhere do you have such a sin. The shoigeg, oshon, guilty. What's so terrible? I had enough in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meloi Chalaretz Kevodo. Everything you have. This is one big hotel. It's one big hotel. Everything that you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you had enough from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a little bit more Kodesh. So it's so terrible. What's the problem? This is the Yisod. This is a very big Chiddush. And it's a big Yisod. You have to think about it. The sin of Me'ilah is not because you had enough from the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem doesn't care. I mean, it's big, so you had enough, so no, you had enough. The sin is you betrayed your friend. Your friend has taken something and has sanctified it. I've taken this object, I have sanctified it. I come along now and I use it for my own benefit. I am betraying my friend. It's one thing if I go to my friend and I rob him, hold him up, clean him out. No, terrible thing. I stole, I robbed, I betrayed my friend. It's one thing if the base having their own stacks, they have things which fall into the courtyard, I steal from the base HaMikdash. No, I stole from the base HaMikdash. But when you steal from the base HaMikdash something which has been sanctified by one of your friends, that's a lethal combination. Your friend has gone to the effort to take something and give it to Hashem. And I go and I take it away. I'm not betraying Hashem, I'm betraying my friend. My friend used his words to be makdish, mi'ilah, comes from the mi'il, the mi'il is m'chaper on Lashon Hara, it's all about deeper. My friend, and mi'ilah means human beings, he has sanctified something. He has shown that he wanted to be kodesh. I was mizalzel in the she'ifa that my, of kedusha that my friend has expressed. That's the sin of mi'ilah. And that's why it's ashon. It's a terrible sin. It's not just a sin against your friend. It's not a sin against Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the sin of people. They strive for Kedusha. They want to be holy and they do things. And you're mezalzel in their she'iva for Kedusha? That's a million times worse than just taking his ordinary money. It's a million times worse than just stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're stealing from man's quest to come from too close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Me'ilah. Oshon, you're guilty. You're so guilty, even if it happens by accident, you're guilty. With a dirge of guilt as if you committed murder. As if it's first degree.
Only if it happens by accident.
The sin is so great. Obviously, you do b'mezah. The sin is even so great. You can't even... It's like a person kills b'mezah. It's so great. That is the nature. It's a whole different look at the sin of Me'ilah. I think this is a very important sin. That's what life is all about. Okay, we don't have Beis HaMikdash today, but it's very sad. There are many different types of people. Diversity. All different shades of orthodoxy. Everyone is doing their thing. They're trying to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for someone to come along and be mezalzel in this person's avoda, the way you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... it's nothing. That's the sin of Me'ilah. That's just a stama sin. Oh, sin aschinim, you don't like your friend, you're not. He's coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's sanctifying some Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're being mazal from that she'ifa for Kedusha? It's exactly what the sin of Me'ilah is. And it's only for this sin the Torah says, Oshon, you're guilty with the guilt that is in the league by itself. So this is the Limud HaMusar from Masechta Me'ilah.